We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions,
is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends? We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Hello, kind viewers. Thank you for your company today on Noteworthy News. Constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs are broadcast 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Aster 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 44 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Colombia, in Bogota, Channel 16 on Parabolica Bella Vista, and Channel 44 on Via Vision de Villa Mayor. In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnacion, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cable Vision. In Santa Rosa del Aguirre, Channel 21 on Cable Vision. In Jore, Channel 27 on Jore Video Cable. In Santani to Piraquay, Channel 30. And in Hoqueta, Channel 32 on Damor Esa. In Asuncion, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazu, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazu. In Hernanderias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernanderias. In Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná. In Cameroon, Channel 26 in Bamenda on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. Channel 40 in Limbe and environs on SiatSat. Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. And Channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Mongolia, in Hov Province, Channel 21 on Han Altair Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel Z26 on Ha Tenga Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himore Cable TV. In Sukhbator Siling Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Dakhan All Province, Channel 8 on Dakhan Broadcasting System. In Char, Channel 14. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervisions, Channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's Channel 65. In Hotul on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarim. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Poland, Channel 68 on Neostrada TP Television. In Formosa or Taiwan on Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. Channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Xinhe Cable TV, Yongjia Le Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 107 on Tongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jinmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 107 on Tangtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Kaohsiung Cable TV. And in Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYCCA TV Cable Company.
Thank you.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Australia donates an additional $11.2 million to support peace building in Africa. In environmental news, British solar-powered cyclists complete world travels. Stay tuned for today's Shining World Compassion segment featuring an All-Axis or Vietnamese woman who is dedicated to her canine friends. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, March 8th, is the birthday of Lord Jonathan Sacks, Chief Rabbi of the United Hebrew Congregations of the Commonwealth, born in London, United Kingdom. Chief Rabbi since 1991, Lord Sacks is a meat-free advocate and has called for a renewed devotion to the ethical way of life that is at the root of Judaism. Chief Rabbi Sacks is the author of numerous books, many of which have been translated into several languages. The Dignity of Difference received the 2004 Grawemeyer Prize for Religion. His other honors include the Jerusalem Prize in 1995 and being awarded a knighthood by Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II in 2005 for his service to the community and support of interfaith relations. In addition, in 2009, Lord Sacks was appointed to a life peerage in the House of Lords. Heaven bless you, Chief Rabbi Lord Jonathan Sacks, for your dedication and compassion towards all beings. May you have a happy birthday with loved ones.
Flying news, fire burns in China's southwest. With the area experiencing the most severe drought in 60 years and high temperatures noticed since February, a forest fire ignited on March 2nd in Baisa Forest of Guangxi Shuang's autonomous region. More than 100 firefighters, along with hundreds of local volunteers, worked for 4 days to extinguish the flames that destroyed 93 hectares of forest.
Fortunately, the fire did not reach the Zhongshan National Nature Reserve, home to more than 200 endangered black-necked pheasants. During the past month, the area has lost over 633 hectares of forest lands, with 2 people who succumbed while fighting fires in Xilin County. Meanwhile, neighboring Yunnan Province reported 84 forest fires since November 2009, more than 6 times the number from the same period the previous year.
Our gratefulness for the heroic efforts of the firefighters and volunteers working to contain the flames. It saddens us to know of the lives lost, and we pray for the safety of the Chinese people and all animal co-inhabitants, as such damaging conditions are eased through our benevolent actions toward the environment.
Indonesia hit by earthquakes. On the evening of March 5th, a magnitude 5.2 tremor was felt in Indonesia's North Maluku province, with the epicenter located 25 kilometers northwest of the province's capital city of Ternate. Later that night, a strong 6.5 magnitude tremor struck 165 kilometers west of Bengkulu in Sumatra. There were thankfully no reports of damage or injuries and no tsunami warnings issued. We are glad to know of the Indonesian people's safety. May such disquieting events be minimized as humanity's gentler ways help to ensure our planetary stability.
Helping hands reach out to Chile. The massive 8.8 magnitude earthquake and ensuing tsunami on February 27 claimed the lives of nearly 800 people while affecting some 2 million more. With dozens of unnerving aftershocks that followed, one of the most recent was a powerful 6.6 magnitude tremor on March 5th that triggered panic in the streets of already damaged Concepcion. Saying that it would take at least 3 years to rebuild the affected areas, Chilean President Michelle Bachelet asked for help from the international community in meeting the large-scale need for field hospitals, medical equipment, water treatment systems and tents, as well as search and rescue teams and technical experts.
From overseas, China sent $3 million in funds, and Russia dispatched an initial set of planes carrying humanitarian aid that included blankets, tents, water purifiers and generators. India pledged $5 million, Indonesia $1 million, Finland €400,000, New Zealand $500,000, and OLAC or Vietnam is sending $150,000.
Latin American countries also quickly rallied to offer support, with Peru, Cuba, Brazil, and Argentina each rushing fully equipped field hospitals in addition to other emergency supplies. Moreover, Bolivia's president, Evo Morales, announced that he and Vice President Alvaro Garcia Linera would donate half their salaries to the quake victims of both Chile and Haiti, a move that was joined by Bolivian ministers and deputy ministers who pledged 30% of their March salaries to go toward emergency efforts in rebuilding schools.
Meanwhile, United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon visited the quake-struck nation, where he announced a plan to contribute $10 million in assistance. The Organization for Petroleum Exporting Countries, or OPEC, offered $250,000 for relief supplies, and the nation's channel TV Chile conducted an internationally broadcast telethon this past week to benefit the quake recovery.
We are grateful to all governments, organizations, and individuals working to ease the situation for the earthquake victims. Our deep sympathies go to the families who have lost loved ones as we pray for the safety and soon recovery of the Chilean people, and that devastating events as these are lessened through our more considerate care of each other and the Ecosphere.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Ukraine and Russia renew ties. On Friday, March 5th, Ukraine's new president, Viktor Yanukovych, arrived in Moscow for the first official visit by a Ukrainian president in 2 years. During his meeting with Russian President Dmitry Medvedev, he affirmed his nation's intention for expanded relations, with the two leaders going on to discuss energy cooperation and the establishment of an interstate commission to diplomatically resolve border matters. At the conclusion of their meeting, the presidents affirmed that their discussions would continue. Your Excellencies, our accolades for your cordial visit and the new chapter of your country's relations. May Ukraine and Russia continue to grow in peaceful friendship.
Togo's president re-elected. Having won over 60% of the popular vote from among a choice of 7 candidates during peaceful elections on March 4th, incumbent President Faure Gnassingbé was announced by the Election Commission as the country's next leader. During his first term in office, President Gnassingbé and members of other political parties signed the Global Political Agreement, which helped provide a transitional unity government, and he later launched other stabilizing initiatives such as job creation programs. Our respectful congratulations, Your Excellency, on your re-election, wishing you the best in realizing the highest goals of the Togolese people in unity, peace, and prosperity.
Japan encourages nationwide smoking ban. The central government's health ministry has issued an advisory notice to prohibit smoking in all public places, including schools, hospitals, department stores, restaurants, bars, public transportation, and government departments. The ministry has also requested that all governmental departments notify business managers to implement such measures and is looking into ways to minimize secondhand smoke in workplaces. A big bravo, Health Ministry in Japan, for your noble measures to improve public health. May all in your nation and indeed the world soon enjoy intoxicant-free lives of vitality and happiness.
Cigars and pipes are as harmful as cigarettes. New research from the United States has revealed that not only is cigar and pipe smoking as damaging as cigarettes, the risk of respiratory disease, including emphysema and chronic bronchitis, is doubled. Smoking cigars and pipes are also associated with chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, or COPD, which causes irreversible damage and increasing difficult breathing.
Lead researcher Dr. Graham Barr of Columbia University in New York, USA, thus advises physicians to counsel their patients to quit pipe and cigar smoking along with cigarettes. Many thanks Dr. Barr and Columbia University colleagues for reminding of the dangers of all forms of tobacco. May such harmful substances disappear as we cultivate healthier lifestyles for ourselves and cherished loved ones.
Some of the tragic tolls of tobacco. 5.4 million smoking-related deaths per year worldwide. Cost of smoking-related illnesses, $96 billion in the United States alone. Light and mild cigarettes, just as harmful. Causes cancer and diseases in animal companions. Speeds the aging process. Toxic residues of third-hand smoke. Heart disease, coronary thrombosis, cerebral thrombosis, kidney failure, cancer, mouth, liver, breast, and colorectal cancer. lung cancer, esophagus cancer, kidney cancer, bladder cancer, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, emphysema, bronchitis, stroke, impotence, additional harms for secondhand smoking, childhood arteriosclerosis leading to heart attacks and strokes in adulthood, sudden infant death syndrome, infertility, miscarriages, and premature deliveries, childhood asthma, bronchitis, ear infection, cleft lip or palate, hyperactivity and aggression in asthmatic boys, circulatory problems in women, plus more. For more urgent information, please visit suprememastertv.com/killers. American divers save shark's life. Off the coast of Florida, USA, Mr. John Dickinson and Chip Garber were diving when they noticed a nurse shark hovering near the ocean floor with a frisbee-like plastic ring that had become lodged around its neck.
While Mr. Dickinson filmed the event, Mr. Garber approached the shark from behind and with some maneuvering was able to safely remove the ring. Mr. Dickinson later said, "You can tell in the video that the shark had lost a lot of weight. Hopefully the shark will begin eating again and live a long, healthy life."
Our admiring salute, John Dickinson and Chip Garber, for your courageous and loving rescue in freeing the shark from plastic debris. Through our better care of the oceans, may all cherished marine life flourish in natural harmony and balance.
For their selfless deeds, Supreme Master Ching Hai is honoring John Dickinson and Chip Garber with the Shining World Hero Award.
Save our planet. Pamela Anderson speaks for seals and environment. The Canadian-born actress, the vegetarian spokesperson for the organization People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, or PETA, recently organized a media event in Vancouver, Canada, calling for the cancellation of the Canadian seal hunt this year. Prior to the event, the actress had written a letter of appeal to Prime Minister Stephen Harper, asking him to spare the seal pups, whose survival is already threatened by habitat loss due to global warming.
Just another reason to stop the seal hunt. The environmental information that the Canadian government has now found is that the ice caps are at the lowest in the last 30 years. We're even asking this year, could we stop it so we could actually have a bigger population, because the population is going to be non-existent pretty soon.
With petition signatures that have reached the Prime Minister numbering 500,000 thus far, members of the Supreme Master Ching Hai International Association also showed support and had a chance to present Pamela Anderson with an SOS bag on the vegan solution to climate change. Accepting the gift, Ms. Anderson shared her encouragement for the actions people can engage in to stop animal cruelty as well as protect the environment.
Well, I mean, I've loved animals since I was little, so I was an animal activist since I was little. There's just so much difference we can make, and I think it's just really important to do whatever you can.
Is our diet part of that solution?
Yes, well, being vegetarian, I think, is a great way to help the environment. It's better than driving a hybrid car. You know, factory farming is one of the leading causes of global warming as well. So, yeah, just there's a lot of conscious things we can do. And the more I find out, the more I change my life. And I think that's just what we all need to do.
A grateful salute, Pamela Anderson, for your valiant and compassionate shining star to protect the seals and the planet. Indeed, may all of humanity foster the conscientious and life-saving vegan lifestyle for the wholesome future of our fellow co-inhabitants in the earth.
As often mentioned, in her wish to safeguard all beings, Supreme Master Ching Hai highlighted the connection between our treatment of animals and the planet's climate crisis during a November 2009 video conference in Washington, D.C., USA.
The whales and the seals are some of the many animals who literally radiates love to balance our planet. They were born here to help us to fill in the void of love that we lost through our inconsiderate actions. But sadly, we kill them. If we kill these beings, we really killing ourselves. We take out the balance that greatly needed at this time in our dire situation. Please inform yourself of the unimaginable, utterly cruel, and utmost inhumane treatment involved in meat and dairy production, or fishing even, as well as lab experiments or the animal fur industry. How can we degrade ourselves into such a heartless state of being by supporting these cruel, heart-wrenching practices? I hope it is clear that the best And really, the only way is to be vegan.
Save our planet. In advance of the Convention on International Trade in Endangered Species to be held in Qatar, the U.S. government announces support for a ban on international trade of an endangered Atlantic bluefin tuna.
Save our planet. With a history of harmful algal blooms known to be caused by human pollution and livestock-related runoff, a recent outbreak in Brazil's Rodrigo de Freitas Lagoon causes the suffocation and death of 80 tons of fish.
Save our planet. Father and son team Wang Tianzheng and Wang Yingji are helping halt the certification on China's Gansu province through their green project that so far has planted more than 650,000 trees.
Warning news. Researchers at the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor, USA, discover that people with HPV-positive cancerous tumors who are also tobacco users are 5 times more likely to have their cancer recur.
I'm Charlie the Chipmunk, a vegan, which means my diet has no animal products. I'm here with a tip for your home. To help sponges stay fresh longer, you can clean them with salt. Put about 1 litre of cold water into a container with 1/4 cup of salt and stir until the salt dissolves. First, wash the sponge you want to soak in the solution with soap and water. Squeeze out the excess water and then put it in the salt water overnight. Rinse it out in the morning and you're all set. A big thank you for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. And thank you for tuning in. Now with the weather.
World news, Australia donates an additional $11.2 million to Africa. $5.4 million of the total amount will be allocated over the next 2 years to support the United Nations Peacebuilding Fund, including encouraging efforts in Sierra Leone and Burundi. As much as $5.4 million will be contributed to assist Zimbabwe with economic development and the provision of basic services. $450,000 will be utilized to aid South Africa with the Southern African Development Community Climate Change Plan of Action. Our heartfelt gratitude, Australia, and God bless your generosity. Also, many thanks, United Nations Peacebuilding Fund, for your constant care to our brethren throughout the world. May the great continent of Africa be granted peace and sustainability.
In environmental news, solar-powered cyclists complete world travels. Susie Wilden and Jamie Vining from the United Kingdom successfully concluded a 13,000-mile journey on solar-powered bicycles. The cyclists who embarked on May 2009 European Solar Day from London, United Kingdom, rode for 9 months through 14 countries. To further minimize their carbon footprint, they traveled by ferry and cargo ship across the oceans and seas. The duo also used their trip to raise funds for the charity Solar Aid, which trains people in rural Africa to construct small solar devices. Bravo, Susie Wilden and Jamie Vining, for your dedicated green efforts. May eco-friendly transport, along with a low-emissions vegan diet, help restore our beautiful planet with heaven's grace. Ahead on Noteworthy News is a series of Shining World Compassion, presenting a kind Oloxese or Vietnamese woman whose life revolves around taking care of canine friends. We'll go for a deep breathing and we'll be back. Please stay tuned for more Good Tiding News on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, outstanding news for an incredible world. And now for our series of Shining World Compassion segment on Miss Nguyen Thi Bích Van, who happily shares her meager shelter with her beloved dog companions.
For decades, Supreme Master Ching Hai has exemplified unconditional love through her worldwide humanitarian work. She has inspired our association members and countless people across the globe to follow her compassionate example. A better world is truly possible. In recent times, a new and exciting phenomenon is on the rise that is bringing much hope and light to our planet Earth. More and more are adopting practices that greatly improve and enhance the lives of their co-citizens, human and animal alike.
Miss Nguyen Thi Bích Van has been caring for homeless and ill dogs for more than 10 years. A resident of Southern Aulac or Vietnam, she herself only has a bicycle and delivery cart as shelter for her and her canine friends. Every little bit of money earned from her working as a dishwasher and picking up bottles, which would otherwise litter the streets, she uses for her cherished dog companions.
When she comes back home, she greets her sweet friends with much love. When it rains, she tries to protect as many of them as she can with her own body. When the dogs are ill, she brings them to the veterinarian and then buys them the most nutritious food she can manage. Thanks to her wonderful care, many of the sweet canines have become healthy again.
Miss Bích Van said, "I love them because people hug them when they are healthy, but stay away when they are sick." Blessings of the Buddha, Miss Nguyen Thi Bích Van, for your compassionate heart. Your beautiful canine friends are surely very appreciative of your tender care. May all precious animals be treasured and protected evermore. Upon hearing of Miss Nguyen Thi Bích Van's devotion to the less fortunate dog friends, Supreme Master Ching Hai is honoring her with the Shining World Compassion Award and $5,000 to help with their care.
And now for some laughter with a joke told in Arabic entitled Car Course.
كان محسن منزعجا عندما أخبرته زوجته بأن سيارة اصطدمت بها من الخلف. مدمرة حاجز الاصطدام وبأنها لم تحصل على رقم الرخصة سألها ما هي نوع السيارة التي كان يقودها قالت له لا أعلم لا يمكنني أن أميز سيارة عن الأخرى حينها قرر محسن بأن الوقت قد حان من أجل دورة تعليمية وعلى مدى الأيام القليلة التالية عندما كانوا يقودون السيارة سمى لها كل سيارة يمرون بها حتى أصبح راضيا لأنها تمكنت من تمييزها جميعا لقد نجح الأمر وتقريبا بعد أسبوع جاءت ويبدو على وجهها بأن السرور الغامر يملأها قالت عزيزي لقد اصطدمت بسيارة فوكس واجن
And now for our viewers hotline.
Dear Supreme Master Ching Hai, Aloha, Hawaiian word for love, affection. I write to appreciate you, the infinite grace upon your life, and the great work you are doing. I have been watching your programs on Supreme Master TV since 2009. You are doing great work in a unique and unconventional way and style. You are changing lives, nations, and the whole world. You are creating heavenly impact with the touch of the Spirit and great love. By God's divine grace, I am a nutritionist and the Chief Executive Officer of Health for All Awareness, a non-governmental organization based in Kaduna State, Northern Nigeria, West Africa. Health for All Awareness is mandated to restore health for all through the nutritionist vegetarian diet, exercise, and education. We work as divinely inspired to restore a sickness, disease, toxin, and pollution-free world. For more information, visit our website, www.healthforal.org. We love you and your workforce. Pastor Bartholomew O. Udumaga.
Greetings, respected Pastor Bartholomew O. Udumaga. We're honored to hear about your wonderful organization. Supreme Master Ching Hai has a reply for you.
Gracious Pastor Bartholomew O. Udumaga, thank you for your kind note. God bless you for your great work of promoting the veg diet. May all people transition to earth-protecting and compassionate ways for a brilliant future for our planet. Heaven's grace and my love to the beautiful people of Nigeria. Qinghai.
Do you have a Heartline today? We very much appreciate your Heartlines and stories from your area. You can send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. It's been a pleasure to have your presence on Noteworthy News.
May your days be filled with hope and joy.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Visiting newly finished housing for 155 families in Gabala, an area where citizens were displaced by war 16 years ago. Azerbaijani President Ilham Aliyev speaks of plans to further improve residents' livelihoods and well-being.
Saudi Ambassador to Côte d'Ivoire Jamal Balkhior donates $1.3 million from his country to be distributed to Ivorian Islamic centers and societies.
United States Department of Defense top officer Admiral Mike Mullen calls for reducing the role of the nation's military and instead increasing the presence of State Department diplomacy.
A study by the U.S.-based Freedom House finds that women's rights in the majority of Middle Eastern and North African countries have improved over the past 5 years, with Tunisia and Jordan leading in legal protections for women.
Vegetarian student Alex Shapik in Tennessee, USA is the author of Meet Your Meat, Vegetarian Tells All, an article published in his high school newspaper in which he explains the benefits of being veg.
United Nations agencies partner with the World Health Organization to provide equipment and supplies for mobile medical teams in Mongolia to help expectant mothers in the harsh winter weather who are not able to reach health facilities.
Foreign ministry delegates from Georgia and Turkmenistan meet for discussions of expanding their country's relations in the areas of trade and the economy.
The widely read Jerusalem Post in Israel reports on the film documentary A Sacred Duty, Applying Jewish Values to Help Heal the World, which advocates the vegetarian diet as both a spiritual and climate-related solution.
German astronomers studying nearby galaxies for clues to the exploded stars known as supernovas concluded these markers of expansion in the universe are originally formed by the merging of white dwarf stars.
Scientists and senior officials from countries across the globe convened for the United Arab Emirates' fourth International Date Palm Conference, where they explore new information and methods for sustainable date palm production.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWM.